May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And this is just a simple word. I got tickled last night. Maybe that prompted me to think about the word giving thanks. But Olivia watches Fox News a lot, and so every once in a while I'll see a little bit of it. And they have this guy who interviews people to ask them questions about how much they know about American history. It's just always it's hilarious what they say. And so they asked this one woman who was in her 40s about Thanksgiving. I don't know if any of you saw that. They asked, well, why would they have the first Thanksgiving? And they said, to celebrate the birth of Christ. But I just started thinking about Thanksgiving, and not the day necessarily, but just the idea of Thanksgiving. We talked about that, I think, some yesterday, where it says, thanks be to God who always is giving us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And I just remembered some basic things that formed my life years ago as a believer. Now, I'm going to say this word to you, and I'm just going to give it to you from Scripture. So what we often have a tendency to do, especially charismatic, because we're always getting fresh revelation. We got more information than God does, I think. And we think we do. And so we always have this information, and we make the Bible fit into the information that we got. Some revelation, some cute word. And so I happen to say this to you, making sure you understand. I understand about warfare. I understand Jesus has come to destroy the works of the devil. I understand that God tempts no man to evil. I understand the clash. I understand the kingdom clash. I understand devil's bad. I understand that God doesn't cause everything, but he does cause everything to work together. I understand all that stuff. But what the word says is still true. And so you have to fit all the stuff into what God's word says. Because it's on that and that alone we stand. We don't stand first and foremost of our experience or our feelings or our emotions, what somebody else says. We stand on God's word. And there are a couple of little things about giving thanks that God spoke into my life from Scripture many years ago, 30, 35 years ago, that have been just part of that foundation that I've always been drawn back to. And it's very simple. And it may not answer all your questions, because you'll say, well, what about this and what about that? I don't know. But I do know what the word says. All righty? And because for me, my spiritual father, what I kind of, he drummed into my head, is that the simplest language of faith is the word thanks or thank you. Because faith acts on something that is. And if it is, you thank him for it. You don't beg him for it. You don't have to ask him for it. And we've been talking about that a lot the last couple months, is that we're asking God for things that he says already is. We have to stop believing that he can, start trusting that he already is. That verse again from 1 Corinthians 15:57, thanks be to God. That's an affirmation, that's a rejoicing in, who is right now giving us the victory, who is giving us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And so he's being victorious in me right now. I can either rest in that, rejoice in that, and thank him for it and experience the good of it, or keep asking him for something he's already doing in me right now. It's a big difference. And so there are a couple of verses I wanted to read to you. One of them is from 1 Thessalonians 5:24. I remember sharing with people, when I used to do a lot more counseling in my younger days, we have others who do that really now, but I used to share this a lot with people who were coming to me and asking me, help me know God's will. And I said, well, let's start here, because I can promise you this is God's will. Now, in terms of how this has worked out locationally and specifically, that'll come, but you have to have first things first. And so it says this in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. It says, verse 16, rejoice always. That's crazy. Pray without ceasing. That doesn't mean in your closet, as you're walking around with your eyes open, as you're having conversation. In everything, give thanks. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So I can assure you, at least at that level, if you're rejoicing always in anticipation of his faithfulness, and we won't get into all that, but pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, this last scripture, for this is God's will for you. That's God's will for you. Now that one's easier to explain, and that is that in whatever you find yourself in, whether the devil causes it, or it's a direct activity of God, or somebody else's responsibility, or just the culture, you know, the stock market fails, or your professor or your friend or your boss or somebody, in every situation we can give thanks, because Christ is our victory, because Christ is all, and he is in all of us. And we can, in those situations, thank him that he's more than big enough right now. We can go back to that whole 2 Corinthians chapter 9:8. The God of limitless ability has abounded all grace to you, that you always having all sufficiency in everything may live an abundant life in everything you put your hand to. So I can, in everything, give thanks for the all-sufficiency of the grace of Jesus that I have right now. Because what it says, give thanks in everything, always having all-sufficiency in everything. So on that basis, I can thank you, Lord. Here I am in this situation. Here I am in this circumstance. Here I am being tempted. I can thank you for your all-sufficiency for this. But the one that's harder to explain is from Ephesians chapter 5. And it's just as real in terms of Scripture. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. Now, both of these are present tenses. It means this is the disposition of your life. It should be the continual disposition of your heart. Always giving thanks. Rejoice always. Always giving thanks in all things. But this one, also present tense. Always giving thanks for all things. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to God, even the Father. Now that one will crash up against some of our charismatic theology. Because it's so easy for us to become so devil-centered and so demon-centered in our wanting to be warriors for Jesus, that there is one who's Lord, and he's Lord over the devil too. Remember we talked about from the book of Acts, Jesus was governed. His life on earth was governed by a predetermined plan, filled with foreknowledge. Nothing that happened to Jesus, no evil activity, no cross word, no horrible thing that happened to him, took the Father by surprise. He had foreknowledge of all of it. And he worked all of it into his predetermined plan. He didn't cause those people to do what they did. He didn't put it in them, though he can do interesting things. Go back and read about Pharaoh, how God hardened his heart. But he worked it all into his predetermined plan. He's so brilliant. So that's part of our problem. We get revelation, but it's not much bigger than our brain sometimes. And we can't comprehend that God's so brilliant. He just doesn't think like we think. He says his ways were not our ways. And so if you're linear and you're trying to figure, if you're trying to create a systematic theology, even about things like healing, you're in heresy. Now, do I believe God heals? Yes. Do I believe he wants to heal? Yes. Do I believe it's his will to heal? Yes. With all my heart, but I do know it says this, always giving thanks for all things. Always giving thanks for all things. That's about your yielded heart. That's about at least being able to say, there's a predetermined plan for my life too. And so this situation, somehow God could have sovereignly stepped in and stopped it, and he's allowed it. Maybe it's to teach me warfare. Maybe it's to teach me how to reign and whatever. But our first response isn't to the devil, it's to the Lord. Because if your first response in any situation isn't first the Lord, the devil's going to get you really confused when you try to do war with him. Because if you don't remember he's Lord, that's one of the things Betty Brennan used to say to us all the time. She was the most gifted person I've ever known dealing with the discernment of spirits and the demonic. Recognized all over the world for that. It's amazing. And the stuff she taught and her charts and all those things, just so complicated. And I used to say, Betty, how am I going to ever figure all this out? She said, just go in there and remember that Jesus is Lord. And that'll be all you need to know. I thought that's really true. Satan isn't Lord. Jesus is Lord. The United States government isn't Lord. ISIS isn't Lord. Your professor isn't Lord. Your husband, your wife isn't Lord. People you work with, they're not Lord. The economic system isn't Lord. He's Lord. Now, do I understand all that? Nope. Probably less now at 62 than I did at 22. But I'm much more comfortable with it. I just know it's true. And that my first response to the Lord is thanking him for this place I'm in. Now again, if it's like, now go do war, I've given you an opportunity to defeat the enemy, to destroy, I've set you in the situation, whatever, But our first response is an absolute surrender to the Lord who's in control. And then, and then only, with absolute confidence in your heart, then you can give him thanks in that situation. You with me? You ever had the enemy make you feel guilty? That how did you get in this place? And if you're in this place and somehow it's their fault, whatever, how do you get out of this place? How am I going to do with this situation? He's Lord. And he's your life. Giving thanks for all things, always, is what he said. That means everything. Giving thanks for all things. All things covers all things. And then giving thanks in everything covers everything. And you learn to live with an attitude of gratitude. That's where the Holy Spirit's free to move and do what he wants to do. Amen?
Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.